few months ago, we spoke to Jodie Medland, ahead of the Barnstaple Fringe Theatre Fest, ahead of the performances of Good Grief. Well, Jodie joins us today to talk about his new book, Spectrum, Volume 1. Hello.
Hello again. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. This is a hefty tome, isn't it?
Yeah.
And lots of hard work and effort has gone into this.
Definitely.
So first off, we need to obviously start at the beginning. You came in to talk about your play, Good Grief. How did it go? What was it like?
Yeah, really good. Great audience feedback. We were the top-selling show, which was nice. And yeah, like on the last day as well, a lot of people that come had come because of word of mouth and stuff. So it's always lovely when that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, really happy with it.
Putting your baby on stage and hoping for the best is quite a terrifying idea.
Yeah, and it was so nice just to be involved in Fringe Fest. I mean, like I say, I didn't really know it existed before because I don't usually, well, I never used to spend my summers in town.
Yeah.
So yeah, to be part of it was nice. The team behind the scenes work really hard.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of shows on, and it was great fun. Really good to be a part of.
So when you were in last time, we mentioned this book, didn't we? We didn't sort of talk about it in too much detail because you were sort of still in the process of putting it together. So if you will, can you tell us about the book, what it is? Spectrum Volume 1, an anthology of plays. What is it?
Yeah, so Spectrum, it's an anthology of 5 one-act plays. It's called Spectrum because it's about the spectrum of human emotions. And so every play is about a very different human emotion. Good Grief is the first one in there. And at the actual book launch, we're going to have one of the plays performed by 2 local actors. So that'll be kind of nice. And then, yeah, the rest of the plays will be performed in and around town over the next year or so. So, the idea is to get this book into schools, make it part of the curriculum, really hone in on the fact that plays are great for young learners, whether it's highlighting potential careers or just broaching subjects that generally they find hard to talk about, but suddenly it gives them a platform to be able to do it.
Well, because there's an important side to doing this and the reason behind it, because you do want to encourage the link between the theatre and schools.
Yeah.
Do you feel it's strong enough? Because I remember when I was at school, doing drama was an aside to maths.
Yeah.
It's a shame, isn't it?
It's a great shame. It's not a strong enough thing. The sad thing is it's not through lack of people trying sometimes. It's just that schools have very different priorities and agendas than theatres, and it doesn't it's not always easy to do projects together. And of course, theatres first and foremost have to make money to survive, to keep going.
Mm.
And schools are worried about, a plethora of other things right now. Such as getting young learners back on track. But I do think the importance of plays, because they're so straightforward to be able to open a book, run through scenes, talk about dynamics of characters and what scenes mean, it's massive for young learners, and it's work that gets them engaged as well.
I mean, I speak from my own experience here, but when I was little, I was very shy and I didn't speak up in class, but yet when we did our drama lessons and things, and I could become somebody else.
Yeah.
I found it so much easier to talk about anything.
And it's just being given that permission to do it, isn't it? And be creative and let... You find often that people that have gone through trauma in particular, writing and acting and directing and producing, it actually becomes a great way for them to release a lot of tension.
Yeah.
That was certainly the case for me. And that's something I look to encourage going forward.
And the scale of trauma, I mean, it can be something, it can be something massive that's happened to you, but it can also be lots of children now growing up in a time where they've spent a large part of it in a lockdown, becoming normal again, because a lot of these kids won't remember normal, will they? And they've been through quite a lot.
That's right. And I think there are really important things as well to address. So during lockdown, of course, there's horrible things like domestic violence went up, things like sexual abuse, they're very prevalent. When people weren't able to get out and leave their house and things, these things sadly occurred a lot.
And loneliness as well is a massive one.
Yeah, and they're huge topics, aren't they? Like I say, so the Good Grief was about grief, obviously. The piece we're performing for the book launch, it's called Arrested Development, and there's a sexual abuse sort of theme there. It's some, like I say, something important. And I know if you're a young learner and you're given something like that to actually perform, to analyse, to kind of make sense of, if you are one of the people that have been through that, actually it does give you some kind of way to address the issues that you probably wouldn't talk about for many, many years otherwise.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is really important to you. And you mentioned about wanting it to become part of the curriculum. Is that something that's easily done? How do you go about doing that?
I mean, it's a good question. It's something that I'm at the early stages of kind of looking into. What's nice is I've got a good group of, or a growing group really, of teachers of drama and English that are interested in the project.
Yeah.
People that will come along to the book launch and learn more, and people that I'm in talks with. That's the first step, because once you have the sort of heads of department interested, then you have a chance to really kind of make waves with it, really.
Yeah.
So the nice thing about doing this anthology, there's longevity with it, because there's five plays we can do things with over time, so it keeps that book relevant and topical, and it just means we have a real shot of actually getting it where we want it to be.
And you need support, don't you? Need partners to be on board with this. So what sort of people are you looking for that?
Well, it's we just had Rosie Bracker, who's the solicitors that specialise in sort of family, well, you know, family problems, really, family law. And they're going to support the book launch, which is lovely of them.
Yeah.
And, you know, just people that are relevant to the individual projects that we're doing. That's who I just open a dialogue with and say, look, this is what we're doing. Is it something you're interested in supporting us with? But yeah, with something like theatre, you always need backing. You always need supporters. And so I would just encourage, if anyone kind of feels like this is an exciting project, it'd be lovely to hear from them and you know, see how we can work together.
So what's the best way of getting in contact with you?
I mean, always. So the company website is penworksmedia.co.uk. And my email is jodie@penworksmedia.co.uk. I love hearing from people that want to collaborate, or even people that are just interested in what we're doing. But even like the book launch is going to be on Thursday, the 8th of September. So that's International Literacy Day.
Nice little tie in there.
Yes, of course. we're doing it in Barnstable
Library. It was
ready
in April, but you just wanted to wait.
Yeah, part of our marketing strategy. But yeah, it's invite only, but if I know that someone wants to come, I can put them on the list. There's no charge involved. They can come, have a few glasses of wine, watch the performance, and kind of learn about the book and the project. So it's a lovely event that will happen, and we'll have a little after party in town afterwards. It'll be fun. So if anyone wants to come, they can just email me, and then they'll learn a lot more about the work coming up.
Okay, that's Barnstable Library, and what time?
Yeah, so it'll be between 6 and 8 p.m., so even if people are working in town and things, hopefully they'll still be able to come and get along to it. But yeah, so always happy to hear from people.
And you mentioned, obviously, you know, we'll see a snippet of it at the launch. Is there any hope long term to get all of these plays on stage in their full context?
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those, like, the perfect scenario would be you'd have a season of plays within a theatre, so all five of them can run as a project. But of course, there are challenges for theatres to actually stage that. Plays, they don't actually sell as well as things like musicals, and even tribute acts outsell plays, which is quite sad. But I think there's a long-term piece of work to be done there. Like I was saying last time, you kind of have to educate people that plays are worth reading again, because people generally, they're not privy to them, they're not shown them at school, and so it doesn't become part of... When they go into a bookshop, they're not thinking, oh, shall I buy an Arthur Miller play? Like, it's the last thing on their mind. Whereas if you're reminded of how great these pieces of work are, it, of course, makes the appetite will come back. People will read them. And therefore, when a play's on in a theatre, they're more likely to go and see it.
Yeah. And this anthology, I mean, the stories are written as a play, aren't they? So you can actually sort of almost hear the characters come to life in your head as you're reading it, because you can see all the different parts and people... you know, that are involved in it.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, that's what I hope anyway. So.
Yeah, well, it works for me. So, you know, I'll speak for everyone. So what do you say to somebody listening at the moment? Because there are going to be lots of young people listening at the moment, because we're on our school holidays. If they're thinking, oh, I could never make a living out of, you know, the theatre industry or writing or something like that, or perhaps a parent who's listening who's nervous about encouraging their children down that route, what would you say to them?
I would say, like, the smartest thing you can possibly do, don't put pressure on it. Don't think about careers straight away. Just think, you know what, I want to just go and kind of educate myself a bit more on how are these things done? How do you actually make a play? How do you get it on? You can always find there are good writing groups and things here in town that can kind of encourage you to sort of work on an original work yourself, whether you want to be a writer or if you wanted to be an actor or a producer. There's always written work out there that's looking for people to stage it. So, and I mean, you can go in primarily as like amateur dramatics and things and just kind of learn a bit what it's about.
Yeah.
And then if it becomes something that's in you, it never leaves. And so the idea is over time, you just get better at it. Your project, you work on a bigger. But it's just about kind of seeking advice really from people that are doing it. But the fact is, if you wanted to do it as a career, you can do it. There are pathways into it. There is right now, there's a lot of sort of initiatives and funding and stuff. So yeah, there's absolutely no reason, if you're excited by it, then, you know, just do a bit of legwork and make those
steps.
We
were just
talking
during the last song about the fact that you're so busy doing, you know, I mean, you're working on this and you're working on the launch and everything.
Yeah.
And then you're also working on a show in London for later in the year. So you've got your finger in lots of pies. So it's not a case of the work isn't there.
No, that's right. And it's I find like being a writer, what's lovely is as long as you're consistent and you're creating work, then the opportunity's there for everyone else.
So get yourself out there.
Absolutely. Because once a project is kind of ready for something to be done with it, and this is the beauty of plays. If you have a good script, then you're good to go. You just need to do the logistics. If you're writing screenplays and things, there's a lot of third parties you have to rely on in order for that to get made and get over the line. That becomes more complicated. Still fine, still possible, but plays are such a great, whether it's entry level or whether you're a master of your trade and you just love doing them, there's an immediacy with them, and it doesn't take a lot of money to get them on. The hard thing is to make money through doing them so that people can have more sustainable careers. But again, it's all tied in. If the audience appetite's there, your ticket sales go up and you can do more work more easily. So,
well, we wish you the very best of luck with this. So it does say volume one, so I'm guessing there may be a volume two up your sleeve.
Well, the idea, I mean, these are one-act plays, and the whole point, it just shows how you can just have a one-off 60-minute piece that actually has a great impact.
Mm-hmm.
The more commercial projects are more like two-act stuff that's on for a couple of hours. So yeah, because I've written so many of those, there's scope there to release further, yeah, anthologies.
You're giving yourself a lot of work here.
Oh, I think because they're written anyway, it's just a case of getting them published is actually quite straightforward once they're locked down.
So remind us again how we can get in touch with you if we want to be a partner, if we want to get involved in your work, or if we want to hopefully come along to the launch. Where do we go to find out more information about you and your work?
So first instance, just go to the website, penworksmedia.co.uk. There'll be a lot of blogs and things in the coming weeks, just kind of reminding people what's going on. And within that will be contact details. And yeah, just let us know. And then I would hope to see you there at the library. And if not, plenty more coming up. I mean, in February, we should be performing The Architect, which is one of the plays as well. It's got a Valentine's theme. So we're talking about doing a 7th to the 14th of February run in town. So I'm in talks with venues over that.
Super. Will you keep in touch with us over the next few months and pop back in again?
Oh, yeah, of course. I'd love to. That'd be great.
We're loving North Devon. This is The Voice.